Hashit Audio presents Blackball. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Spencer Haywood, and the generation that saved the soul of the NBA. Written by Teresa Runstedler. Read by Sanya Willissey. Please see bonus PDF. For John Rudstedler, Dad, you are my first teacher in critical thinking. I hope you're relaxing in heaven. For Gus, my miracle child, you've already taught me so much about life and love. Introduction. NBA and cocaine, nothing to snort at, declared the Los Angeles Times headline wryly. There are no reliable figures on the use of cocaine by players, Times staff writer Chris Cobbs admitted. But estimates by people in the game range from 40% to 75%, with perhaps as many as 10% getting high with freebase. When that story ran in August 1980, the National Basketball Association, NBA, appeared to be a league in crisis. And given that around 75% of the league's players were African-American, it appeared to be a black crisis. Cobbs's exposé came in the wake of the well-publicized drug arrests of several black players for possession of minor quantities of cocaine. Not only had game attendance and television ratings dipped in recent years, but now professional basketball seemed to be on the verge of a cocaine epidemic. This was a public relations nightmare for a majority black league that white sports fans already perceived as being violent, criminal, and out of control. Black ballplayers' use of cocaine, an expensive drug typically associated with white celebrities, jet-setters, and professionals, was yet another reminder of their undeserved fortune. At a time when the rest of the United States was still reeling from a decade of stagflation and economic recession, NBA players had become some of the highest-paid professional athletes in the world. Many of them, Cobbs noted, came from unstable families in inner-city ghettos and could not seem to handle their sudden wealth. Also, as one anonymous source told Cobbs, "The players are so street-smart. Their sophistication is just below that of a hardened convict. They know every angle."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?